you got a chance to work with a lot of fourth and fifth graders on some football drills.
Knees up, pick them up.
Exercising with all the Raiders, knocking stuff down, throwing balls.
It's super exciting for the students, our community as well.
It's fun to give back, and it's just some fun to be a part of.
We're really grateful that they took their time to come out and be here with us.
All part of the NFL Play 60 program, the offensive line giving back to the community. Here's a guy that takes care of his offensive lineman, Jeremy Stewart, up from the practice squad and playing great for the Raiders off the campus at Stanford University. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show, first of all. And
one thing I've noticed about you is you know how to read a block, whether it's a power run or an outside zone stretch run. You kind of lay back and you know how to feel the offensive lineman, and you run accordingly.
Yeah, I try to be patient. I feel like being able to read blocks is a big part of being a running back, so I take that seriously.
All right, we're just listening to the NFL Play 60 campaign in honor of the youth around the country. So let's learn a little about your youth as a young guy growing up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We know you played football, but you were also a track star.
Yeah, I ran track growing up. I ran summer track when I was 11 and 12, went to the Junior Olympics, and I ran in high school. Had a little success in track.
Yeah, Catholic High School, you were a 300-meter hurdle guy.
Yes, sir.
So all the way from Baton Rouge, as they call it, Louisiana,
yeah,
to Stanford University. Obviously, you had the grades in school to get there, but tell me about going across the country to go to Stanford.
Well, when Stanford came to my high school to recruit me, I'd never really heard too much about them. I thought they were an Ivy League school, but once I looked into it and I knew they were Pac-12 and the education, it was hard for me to pass up that opportunity.
And then looking back on your career there, I mean, you're going to wind up, history will show you didn't get a lot of carries there, but you were behind the two greatest running backs in the history of Stanford football, Toby Gerhart,
yeah,
and Stephon Taylor is going to break his record. So
yeah,
tell me about the secrets. You went there initially, you and Stephon Taylor were kind of running even, and you were slightly ahead of him, weren't you?
The year after Toby left, I came into that season starting, and I hurt my ankle first game, first quarter of the first game. So I would miss basically half of that season, and then Stephon came in and played well. Then the next year, I hurt my ankle again, so kind of set me back a little bit.
But you hung around for a fifth year in your senior year. Last year, you carried the ball only 55 times for David Shaw, but you scored 9 touchdowns. So you had a knack of finding the end zone.
Yeah, they used me a lot in third down, short yardage, goal line type situations, and I found a way to get in the end zone.
Raider organization very proud of David Shaw. He started there. His dad, Willie Shaw, was a Raider defensive coordinator years ago, and now he's the Pac-12 Coach of the Year and had a tremendous season.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about your NFL journey. You were not drafted by an NFL team last April in the draft. You did sign with the Philadelphia Eagles in May. Then they cut you. You wound up going to the Jets. Before you became a Raider, tell me about your offseason going to Philly and New York to start.
So I initially signed with the Eagles the day of the draft, and I was out there the entire offseason OTAs until camp. I was out there my first week of camp, and then I got released, and the Jets picked me up. I was out there a couple weeks.
Yeah, you were waived there in late August, and then right when the rosters were being pared down and the Raiders were putting their practice squad together, they gave you a call. So what was your reaction when you got the call from the Raider organization that they wanted you not on the 53-man roster but on their practice squad to start?
Well, I was very excited. I feel like I really didn't get that much of an opportunity during the preseason. I didn't really get a lot of film out there. So I was very excited when I got the call from the Raiders. I knew they were very interested pre-draft, and I liked the fit here. So when they gave me a call, it was a great day for me.
Yeah, first 9 weeks of the season, you were on the Raider practice squad, so you could practice with them, but you're not up on game day. Tell me about when you got the word that weekend in Baltimore that you were going to be on the Raiders and actually carry the ball from scrimmage, they were going to elevate you from the practice squad.
Well, when McFadden and Goodson got hurt, I knew we were going to have to do something at running back. So when they gave me that opportunity, I was very excited. I felt like I was ready, and I felt like I was going to do my best to make the most of it.
What I've seen from you the last couple of games is the screen game. You had the 23-yard catch and run against New Orleans, and you caught 6 passes out of the backfield last week in Cincinnati. They targeted you 6 times. You caught every one, and I love the one down the left sideline. You were twisting and turning and made 26 yards. That's a big part of your game, isn't it?
Yeah, I go in the offseason trying to make sure I'm very versatile, not one-dimensional, so I take pass catching and screen game. I take that stuff serious, so I try to make sure my hands are right when I'm targeted. I can make
you're wearing a pretty good number for that as well, number 32.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with the great Marcus Allen. Yeah. I think he's going to be here coming up when you take on Denver.
Oh, nice.
Good to meet you, my friend.
Thank you.
Good luck to the Stanford Cardinal this year as far as they go. When we come back on the Silver and Black Show, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen, as we do every week. Dennis Allen next when the Silver and Black Show continues.